And welcome to Small Town. I'm your host, Matt Geff. And what we're going to do is today we're going to talk about just my background and what Small Town Talk is all about. This is episode one. So I'm just kind of going to give you the information about myself. And then a little background as far as why I'm doing the podcast and why I feel that this is necessary this time in the world. So let's dive real deep into my background a little bit. First of all, I live in a small town and I grew up in a small town. I lived in Kimmel, Indiana for a very long time. And then I ended up coming to Ligonier, Indiana, another small town, a little bit bigger than that one. And what happened was I ended up going into the army and to the medical corps as a combat medic with infantry and also armored units. So basically what I got a chance to go to major cities such as Colorado Springs, Killeen, which is close to Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. So I've seen a lot of the bigger cities. I lived in them for quite some time. And then I also went abroad with my wife in Germany, and that's where we actually had my son. And so I'm used to smaller towns over in Europe as well, and kind of knowing the feel and everything like that. I go to church, so I do go to and have regular Bible studies and lead small groups and stuff like that in my church. And so I think with the world that it is right now, it's really important to see where sometimes that small town feel is where you can get the most growth. Because a lot of times your voice can be lost in the bigger cities because there's so many people trying to make it in the bigger cities. And in the smaller cities is where you can really, if you have a good message, you can bring it out and really help a lot of people fairly quickly. So what my show is going to be all about is just talking about that small town. How can we possibly bring small town feel wherever you're at? And quite frankly, it's not as easy as you would think. It's not just saying hi to everybody and just hoping that they say hi back and you just try and do stuff like that. It's all about trying to make everyone feel like they're at home and ease. So, I hope this show will bring some inspiration. I'll be obviously working more and more with this. I have some equipment and I'll be working on trying to get more equipment. I do a podcast. This is a podcast and a video, all in one. So I only have to record it once because I have a wife and child. So, I don't want to have to keep editing and doing a whole lot. So I'm doing it in two different ways. But some of the benefits that we're going to talk about within the show on a weekly basis is going to be a some of the benefits is you're going to be close to family. That's one of the benefits that my wife and I had when we moved back to the small town. We were close to family. In fact, really, really close to family. Literally almost could drive on a bicycle or ride a bike to their house. So it's really nice to be next to family. When we were over in Germany, we had a lot of time where we were by ourselves. It was just her and I, and as much as that's a nice thing for couples because you get really comfortable with each other and you get to find out what makes them tick. The problem that you run into then is you miss your family. And so being really, really far away had a tendency to have that effect. The other thing that's really nice about a small town is you know the cops, you know the police. So you just kind of wave when you. No, I'm just kidding. We don't try and do anything illegal or anything, but it is nice to know the police officers. Basically, if you have some issues or you have a question, you can just go to them and say, hey, you know, what about this? Or, you know, I saw something I wasn't quite sure of, or you know, or something like that. It's nice to have them because then you can tell your kids this is a safe person to talk to without any issues. So the other thing too with a small town is, obviously the congregation in the church is a lot smaller. In some cases, you've got 400 people. In our church, we're closer to the two to 300, but you still get to know everybody. In Killeen, we went to a church that had three different church services, and we knew some people from some small groups and stuff, but you really don't get a chance to talk and get to know somebody or know a lot of people. And so what's really nice is in a small town, basically you could be in church with your kindergarten teacher, which in our case is actually what happens. So our son's principal goes to our church, or did. He moved up in another grade, so moved to a different school. But we know the teachers. I mean, my mom was a teacher, so we all knew the teachers anyway, and that's what's nice about it, is the people around there. If I need my car worked on, that's something I can't do. We have multiple mechanics at our church. So the small town is the same thing. Our neighbor could be, one of our neighbors actually, works on cars. One of them is a police officer. We have multiple neighbors around here that can help with certain things. So that's what's nice about a small town, and that's something that you can have even in the bigger town. Get to know your neighbors, talk to your neighbors, because they're the ones that are going to be looking out for you too. If you're away and someone tries to break into your house, it's like, oh, I noticed somebody walking around your backyard. I didn't recognize them. Is that somebody you were looking for? That's what's nice about small town. The other thing about living in a small town, at least in our area in Indiana, is the cost of living. A lot of times you have a lot more cost of living is going to be a lot higher because of shipping things in, or just because of the state, because of taxes. But with small towns, it's pretty nice because the local hardware store is basically, a cousin works there, or a neighbor, or the kid from church, or anything like that. And so I think what really is nice about it is that you can do you can see a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, and just get to know people. Cost of living, a lot of times if you're having some tough times, you can run into the pastor, or you can run into somebody that you used to know, and they'll buy you a coffee or dinner or something like that. Not that we've had to, but that's just the kind of people we are. I mean, if we see you and you need some help, we'll help you out. And I think that's what a lot of the bigger towns sometimes miss out on, because everybody's so focused on their career, or just trying to advance themselves, which is a good thing. You do need to advance yourself, but sometimes you have to help others, and that's what we're kind of called to do anyway. So the other nice thing too is that you can always have cheap lawn care, and that. There's always kids wanting to mow. Cheap lawn care. I'm just kidding. It is what it is. So I did find some scripture that I kind of like, as far as with this particular episode, because like I said, this is just a get to know you. I'm not planning on doing any like super long podcasts. I've been in part of some podcasts which lasted like 40 minutes or more. And I enjoy those, especially if you have a guest. I don't always plan on having guests. I'm not, this is still kind of a fairly new concept for me. I think this is something that's needed, and so I'm just kind of rolling with the punches, letting God have his way, and I'm just, reading some scripture and just kind of speaking my mind on some of the stuff that I see going on in the world today. And so, one of the scriptures that I found that I liked most, there's just a few, and so I'm just going to kind of talk to you about them. The first one is 1 Corinthians 13:4. It says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast, is not arrogant." And that's kind of what I like to, that's kind of what I talk to my son about a lot of times too, is that, you don't want to be boastful when you're trying to do something. Just because you might have beat your cousin in basketball doesn't mean that you need to be rubbing it in his face. If anything, you need to be, showing him how to help, which in my case, My son's only 8, so his basketball skills are very, very low. So it's actually the other way around most of the time. But, you know, we try to tell them to raise people up, not bring them down. And that's something that I learned in the military as well, that I carry on throughout any of my classes that I teach, or I try to with like Fight Club or something like that, is I try not to bring someone down. You want to bring somebody up. Mainly with the military, it was because you don't know if you're going to make it, you know, in that next convoy or that next mission. And so you've got to have the people behind you ready to step up. And they can't step up if you're not propping them up, showing them what to do, helping them, and encouraging them. So I think that's where, that's one of the main reasons I love that verse so much, is because it speaks so much to me because of past history, and just because of what that really means for me. The second one is Romans 12:10. It's love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And that's another nice one that I like, especially with a really big military background. I always try to make sure that if I was going to give an award, I want to make sure that I give it to my guys first before I even thought about asking or anything like that. And it shouldn't have to ask for an award anyway. So that's kind of what it was. When we go out to the field or if we ever did something, I always thought about who stepped up, and let's start giving awards. Let's not wait until they just leave the unit or get ready to leave the military to write an award for them. Why not do it while they do that? And I like to do that as well with some of the church ministries that I work with. I like to be able to prop people up. I want to be able to put them in a position where they outshine myself, because that's what it should be about. I shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't necessarily be in the front runner. You should be letting other people take the light. And that's kind of what I always like to try to press on to people, is you know, sometimes the best leader is the one you don't see. And then 1 John 3:18, it says, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. And that, my friends, it speaks a lot, especially nowadays. You know, you can talk the talk and say, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But until you actually put rubber to road and actually do it, then all you're doing is just spinning your wheels. And you know, and tell the truth, you know, do the deed and the truth. So therefore, if you did it, say something, you know, hey, I did that, you know, you told me to do it, I did it. Or, you know, I'm going to take care of, you know, the lawn, and then do it. Don't just say it and then not do it. That's where a lot of people sometimes have a trouble going and saying and doing it. Setting themselves up, put all these expectations on themselves, and then they forget to actually do it. Or they just choose not to. It becomes complicated. And so they end up not doing it. So next one is going to be John 15:13. It says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And once again, I think what... when I was going through and kind of setting this up, I guess I didn't really pick out all of these for military reasons or for my background, but it tends to be, or at least they seem to be right now. And that one right there, you know, especially when you're in the military, you have a tendency to, you know, I'm going to save, and if I have to, I'll protect my brothers. And that's what we had to be prepared to, you know, to defend at all costs. And with being a medic, you know, sometimes I had to either put myself out there, you know, or be prepared to be, you know, even if nothing would happen, you have to be prepared to do that. So I think a lot of times, guys, you know, they say, and that kind of ties into that previous chapter where, or previous passage where it said, you know, with love and word, but deed and truth. Sometimes you've got to be able to lay your own life sometimes in order to help someone else. And that's not necessarily, you know, like life, but sometimes you need to be uncomfortable. And that is something that's hard for some people. We do a ministry, it's called Fight Club, but we do a lot of uncomfortable things that actually make us grow, allow us to be better men. And that's a good ministry that I really, really like. I'm not going to go always into a lot of detail. That's not what this podcast is really about. But Ephesians 3:17 says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love." So I think the other thing too is you've got to love, and that's a lot of the things that I'm hearing in this world. There's a lot of people that want to say, "Well, I'm doing this out of love," but are you doing it out of true love, or are you just doing it because you love the idea of you being able to dictate something, or because you feel as though you know the right answer, and because of your love, you want to push your view on to others, or you want to pass on some ill-advised scripture to others because you feel this love that this is right. But is it? Paul had a lot of times his conversations with churches weren't necessarily, they were with love, but they weren't comfortable. And so love sometimes isn't always comfortable, and sharing the gospel isn't always that comfortable sometimes, especially nowadays. You have to be really careful, and so hopefully maybe with the small town feel, you've got that. I mean, right now a lot of us don't have that issue because we do live in a small town where either you go to one church or to another church, and in some cases, you know, you can go to a Baptist church, but yet you're a Methodist or, you know, Protestant or whatever. You know, we all share about the same mindset. We some very deviations on some minor things that kind of split churches, but in the overall grand scheme of things, you know, we all tend to believe the same thing, and that's what the small town is like. And it's hard to set that up in a big town. You really have to work at it. You can't just you just can't go into it and be like, I'm gonna make this small town. You've got to really work at it. Focus on meeting neighbors, making those connections. Even if you go to a large church, you're gonna, you know, try to get into some small groups and stuff like that. So, you know, I think one of the major things that helped my wife and I was the fact that, you know, we went to some churches, we got to see different sizes, and, you know, we've been to churches where there's only, you know, 30 people, and then we've been to churches where obviously there was over 400, and we kind of like the middle of the road, but we also like to make sure that we're set up. We want to make sure that the church is biblical, but we also want to make sure that there's a good youth group and everything like that, which will help you in a larger city. Look at the churches, look at your areas, look at what you're doing. Is it going to grow your family? Is it going to help? Are you going to be able to help? Because sometimes the best gift is just the gift of time, either to food shelter or to just helping out a neighbor that may not be able to do their yard work anymore. So I think that's kind of where we're going with this podcast. I'm just going to kind of, it's going to be an every other week broadcast. So until I can kind of get a good feel for it, we may bring it up to weekly. Kind of depends on my time. Like I said, I'm not going to go to a 40-minute broadcast. I think I'm going to keep it at about a 20-minute broadcast, just because I think that's a really good time frame. So I want to talk to you a little bit about where the podcast is so you can kind of hear it. And also, if you have some questions or you want to send me some emails, that's fine. It's the email is smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. I'm going to be broadcasting on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. Same thing, Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm also on Anchor podcast, which then will go to Spotify and other broadcasts. But I use Anchor mainly, like I said, because I can take the video and audio. I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with my family, but I just feel this need that I need to share with people. And so I want to kind of do it this way, but I want to make sure I do it with the most time available. And so but also check out my Facebook page. It's also Small Town with Matt Gaff. Look at it. It's open. I'm on Instagram, and I'll be releasing hopefully every other week. I may try to do it weekly. So kind of be looking. I'll kind of see how things are. But I just want to say thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Like I said, if you have any questions, you have any ideas, you know, look me up on Facebook. There's the email address is there. You can shoot me Instagram. I'll probably be on Twitter and stuff like that too. Just because I think that it's going to be whatever easier way for you guys to contact me. But other than that, I just want to leave you with, you know, thanks for listening. And remember, you can make any place a small town as long as you work at it.